Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ibra, Laura, and Rosenberg, and we got tickets to Summer Jam. That's right, June 12th. It's going down MetLife Stadium. Lil Durk, Fabio Foreign, Roddy Ricch, Burna Boy, and so many others. And see ya. It's going to be an amazing show. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com right now. But if you want a pair, we're going to hook you up. Let's play Laura Never Loses. Get to the phones, 800-223-9797.
Minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
Some drop last night.
Offset.
Go ahead, because it's new and it's exciting.
Hang on, everybody waking up. The Kendrick album just dropped last night. Hold on, everybody. Hold on.
I know. Now, this is the hard part five. Is it on the album or not, Ebro? I don't know, because I haven't even looked at the tracklist yet.
No, this isn't even off the album. I was going to tell Shawnee to switch it up.
What you want to hear?
You know what I'm saying? But we could play this, though. Play this. Let this fly, because it's so important. But this ain't even from the album. People didn't even know that. But on the album, it's a two-part album. 9 on the front, 9 on the back. You got Kodak Black on the album, heavy. You got Summer Walker and a record with Ghostface.
Wow.
Yeah, and then it's, you know, a lot of magic outside of that from PG Lang, Tana Leon, Baby Keem. That's, you know that. If you don't know, that's their new situation, PG Lang. Mm-hmm. I mean, Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers. This is not on the album, but let it fly, though. Part 5, Heart, The Heart, Part 5.
My perspective may differ from yours.
So I was surely relieved. I completed my mission.
Hey, it's TT Torres, and when artists come through New York, they know they gotta tap in with me, TT. Now you can tap in with me too through Hot 97's newest podcast, Tap In with TT. Every Thursday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tap In with TT Torres.
Tap In with TT Torres, a Hot 97 podcast.
Nick Steele, I want you.
The Heart Part 5. I was going through Part 1 through 4, which only exists upon the internets, like YouTube and what have yous. You know, there's a common theme, if you're paying attention to Kendrick Lamar, is that we're all connected. Which is also the imagery from the Heart Part 5 video, too.
Right.
And specifically, black men, when we're getting torn down in the media, us being a part of a smaller minority group here in the United States, when they see Kanye, they see me, they see Shawnee. And by the they, we're talking about the entity they, right. Not necessarily you in your car. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The larger system at work, if you will, which often Kendrick is speaking to. In this new project, a lot of people are taking it back that Kodak Black is up and through the album. The opening song on the new Kendrick Lamar album, the title is United in Grief.
With Kodak.
No, Kodak's not on that record.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, as a part of the theme, right, the project starts like that, where he's talking about going to see a therapist and, you know, talking about I've been going through something. I'm going through something. And I think that's the common thread when you look at the video, The Heart Part 5. Whether it's OJ or Jussie Smollett or Nipsey or Kobe or Kanye or him himself.
Right, Will
or
Smith.
All of us. Mm-hmm. Right? One of our uniting elements is we going through something. Everybody goes through something.
Yeah. It's a struggle.
Yeah, man. Real talk. Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good money. Laura, you ready to get down with the get down? Laura never loses and give away some summer jam.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do
summer
it.
Jam tickets. Yo, it's a great weekend for me, man. I don't know about y'all, but when some real intellectual, well done, very thought out hip hop drops, it's very rare, boys and girls. It's very rare. It's hard to do. There's only a few people that do it great. Kendrick's one of them. I got a great weekend ahead of me, man.
Just vibing.
Just listening. You know, because it's not a, you know, Kendrick Lamar, I believe a lot of people, too many people in my opinion, but let's just go with a lot of people. They're not into Kendrick like that because it takes work.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not background music.
No, it's not a passive listen. It's not a.
It's not the weekend.
No, it's not a lean back. It's a lean in.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? You got to go into it. You got to listen to it a couple of times. And people don't be ready to do that work on their, you know, with music all the time. But I need that. I need that.
Yeah.
I need that. And I don't need it from everything in hip hop, but I do need it. And it needs to be on the spectrum.
Right. That's always what made him special, is that he's that. He gives you that other thing. There's always room for other stuff, and he's not against that. It's just not what he is.
That's why he got Kodak on the album. But real talk, if you listen to Kodak like I do, there's some things off Kodak's last project. Shares and how he emotes and writes and the melodies. Kodak, he ain't for everybody, but he definitely is going through something. And he puts it in his music, and I think people appreciate that.
Oh, no, Kodak's musically is great. It's the other things around Kodak that sometimes can be, to me, distracting. But musically, very interesting.
On the line right now, it is time. Summer Jam. We got Dez and Pete. Dez, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? You ready for a shot at some Summer Jams, Dez?
Yes, I am.
I love it. Love to hear it. Pete, how are you?
Morning, family. How you guys doing?
Man, we're great, sir. Great to have you on the program. You ready for the big weekend ahead? I don't know what makes it bigger than any other weekend, but let's call it a big weekend.
TGIF.
There it is. We made it to Friday, y'all.
Yeah, we did.
Absolutely.
Yesterday was beautiful. Today, they're claiming there's a high of like 71, mostly sunny. But this weekend, Saturday, it looks like rain in the afternoon, high of 67. And Sunday, rain late in the evening, high of 73 to something like that, mid-70s. So, a meh weekend. But we're in the 70s consistently. How about that? And the lows are only in the high 50s. So we'll take it. We will take it. Dez, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles?
Let's go, Laura.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. 60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the question.
That's right.
Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
All right, here we go. Right, Teyana Taylor was just named. Ebro.
Teyana Taylor was just named the creative director for...
Three. Two.
I don't know.
One.
I don't know. I really don't.
Teyana Taylor was just named to the cast of what movie?
Oh,
she's going to be in White Man Can't Jump.
That's right. Never knew that. Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tiana.
Which Harlem. Philosophical war ended in 18? Ebro. Sorry, 19. Go ahead.
The Cold War.
Cold War, 1989. Tie game. Who dropped a diss song?
Ebro.
Megan
Thee Stallion.
Incorrect. Aimed at DaBaby.
That would be Danny Lay.
That's a fact.
Almost forgot her name.
Laura's up.
Damn, Laura, damn.
Tinkerbell is the best friend of which, Ebro?
Peter Pan,
Ty Gang. Who launched an R&B label?
Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro for the tiebreaker?
Launched an R&B label.
Three. two, one.
Puff Daddy.
Ebro wins.
Oh!
At the buzzer.
Yo, I was like, who's launching stuff right now? Who's launching stuff right now? Oh, Puff. I know he got an R&B album. He's hosting the billboards and all that. He's a type. Let's go with Puff. We did it.
An R&B label called Love Records.
Yo, P, we did it, man.
Let's go, Ebro. We're
going to Summer Jam.
Yes.
Sorry, man.
Let's go.
Wow. A stunner.
Can I do a little shout out?
I mean, Pete, you pushing it, but go ahead, bro.
I just want to shout out my brothers and sisters, Ironworkers, Local 11.
Yo, Local 11, what's up, y'all? We see y'all on them buildings.
Let's go.
Let's go, man. Local 11, man. Shout out to y'all and all the union workers out there, man. Dez, today wasn't your day, but we love you anyway.
Sorry, that is okay. Congratulations to him. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, what a great sport. What a great sport. Call back next week, Des. Let's get it popping. We got to get you these Summer Jam tickets
sure
at some
will.
Point. All right. On the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Staff.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, we have to talk about Kendrick Lamar. The big album just dropped, so we'll go through some of the records and talk about features all coming up next.
87 minutes commercial-free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David O.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Never change.
Yeah. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Flashing Lights time. Good morning, Friday, bye.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the Flash Lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
It's finally here, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Kendrick Lamar's album is out, dropped last night. Going through some of these records. Kendrick Lamar featuring, let me see, we have Blast. I see Taylor Pate, Summer Walker, Ghostface Killah, Kodak Black, Baby Keem, Sam Drew.
I was thinking about what you said a second ago, Laura Styles. You were like, we're going to go through the features on the album. And I just want to let y'all know, if y'all sitting down to listen to this Kendrick Lamar album this weekend or today, you are sitting down to digest something of a stage play.
Right. It's an experience.
I mean, relative to what you've been hearing in music the last few years since he's been gone, honestly, that was my first thought when I put it on, was like, this feels like I'm listening to like a musical. Like, the tempo's changing, the sound's changing, his voice. You kind of forget. Kendrick's been gone a while. His voice changes so much on every song. It's Ebro's right. You're sitting with something that you need to digest.
Well, not only that, but he's delving into, and that's why I brought up earlier, the album opens up with a track called United in Grief. And I think that the reason it opens up that way is because that's the overarching theme of at least the first half, which is the first 9 tracks of the album. That we are all united in grief. The second record is N95, like The Mask.
Right. Yep.
And then when you look at what he just put out with The Heart Part 5, where he's going, you know, between black men who are all dealing with something in public or all dealt with something in public that either murdered their character or left them dead in the physical. And things that we had to deal with, because, you know, black men know this. We see one of us going through something, we feel like it represents all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's an overarching theme. And another reason why you got a person like Kodak Black on multiple interludes and a feature.
And also,
Kodak Black in hip hop is one of the people who's kind of, if you look up going through something, you will find him in the dictionary.
That is a great point. The great point. Also, as predicted, the Heart Part 5 is not on here.
Right.
That leak was just to get people excited for the album. It was not from the album.
And that's a part of a continuing theme of the Heart Part 1 through 4, which I went through yesterday. You can only find them on YouTube.
No, they never make the album.
They never make the album.
But yeah, it's exciting. P, I just noticed that he has a song called Mother I Sober featuring Beth Gibbons from Portishead.
Yeah, buddy. Laura, you are not prepared.
Fire.
She is sounding... If you're a Portishead fan, you know what time it is.
Amazing, man. This is dope. Well, we've been waiting for it, and now it's here. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. That's your Flashing Lights report. Time is 7:01. Today will be a high of 69 degrees, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Right after these messages, we'll play some Mr. Morale. It's Kendrick Lamar Day. Wow.
WQHTFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yeah, baby. Yo. It's Kendrick Lamar Day, man. I'm very excited as a fan of rap music and a fan of thoughtful, well-articulated rappers. I'm a fan, man.
I mean, there's no one more thoughtful or articulated.
And if you wasn't feeling that right there, that Summer Walker ghost face, I got something for you.
Congratulations.
I mean, that's where I'm at today.
You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk.
Where I'm at today.
Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself. I don't play.
Yo, and it's not that I don't like fast food. And by fast food, I mean, you know, things that are rushed, made quickly, made cheaply, easy access. You know what I mean? Everywhere. You can find it very easily. It's not that I'm not a fan of that. It's cool. It has its place. But I also like something very unique.
Some substance.
And finely crafted. And something that took time in the kitchen to cook up. Years.
That's right.
And then it's plated and brought to the table in a very interesting way for you to consume in a specific way.
Hey.
And that's Kendrick Lamar.
See,
we have an album out, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. And you ain't going to get it all digested today. It may take you a few days, man. It is, what did we say earlier, Rosenberg? It is not lean back, it's lean in. This ain't background music, man.
No, it is certainly not. It is not background music.
It is not background music. It is thoughtful, like I said. It's layered. Going up in there, man. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Now, I also want to give a congratulations. You played yourself to a great guy, man. One of the greatest guys, nicest guys out. His name is DJ Will. Hit the button for DJ Will.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Man. DJ Will, don't you ever in your life again listen to somebody telling you Nicki Minaj is in the club when actually Cardi B was in the club.
Wow.
And you, Cardi B, over there standing with Offset and DJ Clue, and you shouting out Nicki Minaj.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I mean, whoever did that to you, bruh. They are not a friend. They are not a friend.
Do we not give the button also to people taking that seriously? Will had to apologize as if, Sean, I don't know if you saw the video. It looked like he was apologizing for an actual crime committed upon humanity. Like, don't get me wrong. It was a mistake, and DJs are in a tough spot when someone comes up and is like, yo, so-and-so's here, and you're between five records, and what kind of idiot confuses Cardi B and Nicki Minaj? So you assume Nicki Minaj, it's pretty safe to say it's Nicki Minaj.
Right.
And then Offset and Cardi at least appeared. No one talked to them. But on video, they appeared to be so offended. And it's like, I hear you, fam, but let's all chill out.
Well, because I think if I'm Cardi B or Offset, you think it's happening on purpose.
Right. I have the audio. Here go.
Shout to Nicki Minaj in the mic.
And for that, yeah.
Blame yourself.
Yo, that's poor DJ Will, man. I love you, man.
There's also a congrats for sending people to confront the DJ over that. People don't talk about that.
So people actually were sent to confront him, like physically?
I don't know who was sent to, but it happened.
What?
Of course, you have to. You got to be like, yo.
Man, Will, man. Yo,
DJ Will, a guy that doesn't bother anybody, is one of the most respected DJs in the city. He just works.
Yo, go see him and see if that was on purpose.
Well, no, you could ask. You could say, hey, is there something going on here? And they go, oh, my God, no, I didn't know. And that should be the end.
Right.
Like that.
Right.
It's, I mean, it happened in that way.
I'm sure the confrontation was something like that. It just sounded different.
Right.
Nah, man, that's not cool, man.
It's not, man. Yo, DJ Will, you know you got to get the button, son. You know you got it. We love you, though. You're a great guy, man. DJ Will did not deserve that.
Cardi got to get the button, too, though.
Why, for taking a... Would she know Will like that?
It doesn't matter. It's just about it not being that deep. Like, you're a monster star, bro. Even if they were doing it for the reasons they thought, it wouldn't even be worth... I would just walk out the club. It wouldn't even be worth it to have those problems. You're too important now. I'm sorry. Cardi's not a random rapper appearing at strip clubs. She's one of the biggest stars on planet Earth. Like, yeah, come on, fam.
With a big camera on her.
The biggest camera. And we've seen people waiting for her. They've thrown random BS trials at her before. Like, she's got to be mindful.
Facts.
It's not that deep.
I mean, what you guys are saying is great. And it's very mature. What you guys are saying is great and very mature.
No, I mean, listen, we're going to defend DJs, too. You know?
I hear what you're saying. And that's why I said I feel bad for DJ Will. But,
I mean, yes, it's technically a congrats, of course. There's no...
It's not... The way you guys are articulating it is ideal. It's very ideal what you guys are saying.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, too.
Man, what you guys are saying is very super, ideal. And utopian at that.
I mean, is it utopian? It's for, like, the basic modicum of just, like, not acting
guys,
crazy.
You're in the club in the Bronx.
Right. In the Bronx. And it's hip-hop.
What?
And she's from the Bronx.
Was it in the Bronx?
I wasn't in the Bronx, though. That was in Manhattan. That was on 20th.
Oh, it was in Manhattan. Somebody told me it was in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Even New still, York. You're in the club. But I feel y'all. 100%. No.
Let me just give one out, Ebro, on the theme of Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. We can't in this moment forget. As everyone, the world is going to celebrate Kendrick's release. Honestly, if we're being real, in a way that kind of only he these days is celebrated. It's a pretty unique level of celebration there is for his album release. You know what I mean? Like, Kanye has a big moment. J. Cole has a big moment. Kendrick's moment, man, I was not close to it. I'm just here as a fan. It feels monumental. And I think when that happens and you're reminded that he is at the absolute top of the food chain in the rap game, we cannot forget about the, Ebro, I know you remember him, the weirdo rap crowd. Because there were a lot of them here in New York. There were a lot of people who hated the love for Kendrick Lamar and thought it was weirdo rap. Why is he so weird and trying to be smart and this and that? And for all of you guys.
Is this you clapping back?
The thing is, everyone keeps score at the time when they jump on you. No one keeps score later when they're wrong.
Talk about it.
And you got to keep score. You guys were wrong. A lot of people really were wrong on Kendrick. Didn't think he was going to be all that. And he is the dude. Is there anything untrue about that?
Well, he's not dude to everybody.
That's great.
It's not
but
universal,
he's still
though.
The dude.
Congratulations. But it is. You played yourself.
You don't have to like it, but you got to learn to love it because it is what it is. He is it. It is him. It is Hove. It is Drake. He is there. That is where he is.
No, that's facts.
And so, yeah, that's you don't facts. Have to like it. You're 100% right. But you cannot deny that you got it wrong in terms of the way the world appreciates King Kendrick.
Nothing to worry about.
People are still calling weirdo rap, though.
You played yourself.
That's fine. That's fine.
And the reason I bring that up is because I like it. I like the fact that he ain't for everybody. I like the fact that he's not playing that game either. He ain't making records for everybody. Right, he ain't making records to link up with the hottest producer or, you know, make a sound that figures out how to fit into the radio or he ain't doing none of that. Guess what? Yep. And all of the artists that you mentioned have played that game. I think it's more incredible the impact he's able to make and not play the game.
Yeah. Not at all.
He doesn't compromise his art. He does it his way. Like it or not, this is what you get.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah, he was himself. You know, he did not follow anyone else's formula of how you do
it. Right.
And he allowed the game to come to him. You know? And like today, you listen to this album, and there are some melodic songs on there, but you wouldn't think, you know, instant hits that quickly. I guarantee you there are going to be borderline instant hits off this album because he is that familiar. Like you always talk about credibility with listeners. You That's hear right. Kendrick's music, you hear his voice, you lean in and listen. And this album, I mean, listen, I can't give it my full review yet and be just a complete nut hugger, but my first listen is okay. This feels really good.
Crazy, 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 crazy. Shout to K-Dot, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers. Laura, what you got today?
So I just saw this the story on CNN. So the host of Mega Millions Lottery, John Crow, definitely gets the button.
Yo, man.
What happened? What happened?
So prize payments.
You played yourself.
He's no Yolanda Vega. That's for sure.
He's no Yolanda Vega. So some of the prize payments for the Mega Millions tickets have been temporarily suspended because he incorrectly read the Mega Ball number during Tuesday's lottery drawing. So he called out the first five numbers, which were correct, 15, 19, 20, 61, and 70. But as the golden Mega Ball came out, it was selected. It was the number 9 with a line drawn under it. That's how, you know, they make sure you know what
just
number
like the you're reading. It's like the Uno card. You know what I'm saying? The line is under.
Except he made the mistake and called it as a 6.
Oh, you ain't never played Uno, fam.
What is wrong with you? You played yourself.
So it even went as far as, yo, they had a disclaimer later on. They were like, yo, due to human error, Mega Millions had in the New York lottery, they already had paid out almost $6,000 to players who presented the ticket with the incorrect winning numbers.
Oh,
so they're tight because
wow.
They actually paid out people. So it's a mess, and they haven't had a mess in a long time. Yo, Yolanda Vega, we miss you.
Congratulations. I hit the button. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop me up.
Yolanda Vega. Yo, Yolanda.
Vega.
Yo, Yolanda, come back to work, fam.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, man, I had one that might have, that might be, I've been thinking about this, y'all. What do you think about this? A congratulations, you played yourself Hall of Fame.
Oh, dude, come on. We've said it many times casually. We've said this person's in the Hall of Fame.
Right, but we haven't actually kept track.
You know what?
Where we can go back and look.
I am with you on this. I support this project.
Or like at the end of the year, people get to vote even.
I mean, do you name the whole thing the Donald Trump congratulations you played yourself
Hall
of Fame?
Nah, he can't have his name on it. Can't
no,
have his name
no.
On it. Absolutely not.
I mean,
absolutely.
Well, he's
not.
The first inductee, though. I mean, if he's not, then I'm protesting the whole thing. How is
Griff,
the first
producer Griff says he gets a wing.
Yeah, he gets a wing. You don't find. Don't put his name on it, but it's got to.
I mean, look, the man did make it all. The congratulations you praise yourself is really to the country and more than it is United States. He made it to the highest executive office in the land. So who's really getting the congrats? Him or us?
Yeah, but there was when he ended up in there, it was usually the things he said. It was like
his use of
language that really put him in there. Or saying pizza, hamburgers, and many, many French fries.
Because I was going to submit the story Laura just did as maybe a Hall of Fame, you know, just a ballot, a first ballot. Hall of Famer. But also there was a story yesterday of a man who killed his wife. An older man. He killed his wife. He's in his 60s. Mm-hmm. He strangles her, kills her, goes outside, buries her in the backyard. And while carrying her out to bury her in the backyard, he dies of a heart attack. And is found next to the hole where he was burying his wife after he'd killed his wife.
Oh, my God.
With the shovel still in his hand.
Wow. This is... I did not see this story. Wow. This is one of the very rare times where God was like, nah. All right. Nah.
But that's what made me think of the Hall of Fame. Because there is... Like, what level of congratulations you played yourself is that? That has to be an inductee.
If you killed your wife... your own grave.
And then you die of a heart attack trying to bury her?
That's up there. That's up there.
That is a Hall of Fame first ballot right there. But anyway, it would be a good time, I think, for everybody to reminisce on classic Hall of Fame moments and the congratulations you played.
A ceremony, everyone dresses up. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Red carpet. Laura, everyone can dress up like it's the Met Gala.
Cast One, we got to get some more Kendrick, fam. You got that Kendrick Kodak, Silent Hill. Shawna, you got that Clean in the System, maybe?
I got that. Let's get it.
Let's run it, man. A lot of people are like, yo, why is Kodak all through the Kendrick Lamar album? And I say, why not? We are united in grief. Kendrick is dealing with a lot of mental health issues and toxicity on this album. Kendrick.
I've been a...
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Friday Vibes, Kendrick album out. So, James Harden, who plays currently for the Philadelphia 76ers, he used to play for the Brooklyn Nets and the Rockets and Oklahoma City Thunder. And you may have heard that, you know, the Nets and the Sixers found a way to get this person named Ben Simmons over to the Nets with some other players, and the Sixers got James Harden. Last night, James Harden, who was supposed to help the Sixers go to the promised land, which would be the championship of some sort, took two shots in the entire second half against Miami. Miami went on to win. Series is done. Meanwhile, you have Joel Embiid, who plays for the Sixers, falling all over the court. He's got a broken bone in his face. He's wearing a face mask. He's struggling. He's falling on the floor. He's struggling.
And couldn't shoot well last night. He was just, you know, needed help.
James Harden took two shots, y'all. Two. In the entire second half. Turnovers, stumbling, fumbling. The reason they got rid of Ben Simmons is because he didn't want to shoot either. So I ask, Sixers fans, who would you rather have? Ben Simmons not shooting or James Harden not shooting? Because damn it, man, that is... How frustrated do you have to be if you're the Sixers, man?
I mean, incredibly. And Joel Embiid, who tries so hard and is so good and just lost the MVP race, I think unfairly, or, you know, slightly unfairly. It stinks because they got crushed last night at home. That's not what you want.
They lost Danny Green, the shooter.
They had a lot of issues. But particularly, you're right, it starts with that Simmons and Harden. And then that also reminds me of the Nets, who are now stuck with Simmons and we're stuck with Harden. They're just the reverse of the Sixers. And you realize that when they traded for Harden, the Nets already had KD, Kyrie, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, who's now an all-star, Spencer Dinwiddie. They had all those players.
Dinwiddie and the Mavs getting busy out here, ain't they?
That's right. And now you are stuck with what you're stuck with.
Yo, it's crazy too, man. I was thinking about it last night. So, Rosenberg, you know, I don't pay much attention to how contracts and, you know, salary caps and all these contracts, player options, free agents, blah, blah, blah. James Harden has a player option where he gets to decide if he wants to stay in Philly or go into the market, correct?
I believe so. I believe he has the player option.
If you're looking at the way James Harden played, the only way for the Sixers to get out of this situation is for the fans to either run James Harden out of town, because you know Philly fans will do it, and he's like, nah, I don't even want to play here. I'm out. And then you still got to hope somebody picks him up. I know people have faith in James Harden. They're losing it.
Who I want to know who has that faith.
There's people out here who still believe he could turn this into something. I don't see it, bro. I just don't see it.
But those are the strippers that he was tipping. I mean, hey,
regular people.
Regular people do not have faith in James. They have faith that he's a great player, but not that he's going to be there for you, you know?
$47 million worth. $47 million, man.
We got our own problems here, though, Ebro. We got our own decisions in Brooklyn that have to be made. And the Nets GM made it clear a couple days ago that people have to decide they want to be all in. And you kind of had an idea of who he was talking to when he said that. He tried to clean it up afterwards and say it wasn't just for Kyrie. But they want to know whether they can count on Kyrie to be there for them.
I mean, it was pretty clear because the setup question literally asked about Kyrie. And he said, well, we want players that want to be here.
Right, so, right.
Can't clean that
up. And he talked about, you guys may remember that right after the season ended, Kyrie, during his press conference, was like, well, you know, what we're trying to build here, you know, with me and the GM and the head coach. Kyrie said that. When Sean Marks, the GM, talked about that yesterday, he mentioned himself, the head coach, and Kevin Durant as being those people. He did not mention Kyrie Irving. So,
well, that doesn't sound too smooth.
Might want to figure things out.
What do they call that? Clunky? That sounds clunky.
Little clunky there. Little clunky.
Call right now. It is time for the man himself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
John, what's up, man? What are you doing here today on this beautiful Friday?
It is beautiful. On a Friday, we're giving away a grand and Summer Jam tickets. Also, a shout out that Cash Vault, baby. You know what I mean? Be calling number 9 right now. Provide us with a 4-digit code and your shot at that 25K of 504-inch cash.
Yo, if you don't stop saying 504-inch cash.
All right, Salty Ebro, not his cash, but 504-inch cash.
It's not about being salty, man. It's just about let's not make this complicated, man. It's already tough enough. People got to punch in a 4-digit code. We call it the Sham Vault. Now you're going to put somebody's name on it who ain't even dropped a dime in it just to make it sound cool. Knock it off, fam, with the old radio shenanigans.
By the way, it's front row Summer Jams. Get that right.
This is big.
Front rows. Yo,
and
it's
$1,000.
You know, is this the best giveaway we've ever had? $1,000 in front row Summer Jams?
It's up there.
At one point recently, we were just giving out magazines. We've taken a step.
I remember we was just giving out masks. People needed them. They were happy, but damn it, we were just giving out masks. It costs more to ship it.
Yep. We've made it.
We made it. And 30 days away from Summer Jam, so keep that in mind.
Oh, 1 month away from the Summer Jam.
Get your tickets. Go to Ticketmaster.com right now.
Who's on the line? Shiny Culture.
See,
it is money time on the line. Hello.
Good morning. Am I caller number 9?
You are the right caller. Hopefully you have the right number. What's your name?
My name is Ruben.
Ruben, what are your 4 digits today?
6228.
6228. You sound like a guy who's been mapping this out for a little while. You've been keeping track at home?
A little bit.
All right. Let's see. Let's see if you got the right combo. It's going 6228.
Nope.
Nah, Ruben. No bueno, fams. But you do get $1,000 in front row tickets to Summer Jam.
That's what's up. Yo, I've been a fan from you guys for a long time. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Love.
Amazing. Ruben,
we love you for listening. Even if you just turned the radio on 10 seconds ago, we still love you, man. It's love.
Nah. Every morning.
Appreciate you. Hang on.
Thanks,
we need to
Ruben.
Get some info. 1 second.
Thank you, Laura.
Laura, on the way, flashing lights.
Coming up in a flashing lights report, of course, we'll discuss the new Kendrick that dropped, but check this out. This is a really sweet story that we must hit. J. Cole keeps a year-long promise. I read it, and I was like, oh, God, it almost brought me to tears. Yes, you know me. We'll discuss it all coming up, flashing lights.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Hey. Ebro Law Rosenberg, good morning, people. It's Friday. We made it. More money, more summer jams in an hour. Yo, I've evolved, guys. I have evolved. I get rid of a lot of things, man.
Oh, yeah?
Bags of clothes. Shawnee, you know how many clothes I'll be giving away? Because I get a lot of free clothes. I buy a lot of clothes, you know, different shows, shoots. But, you know, if I wear it, if I'm not going to keep wearing it, I give it to someone. Right. Give it away.
Great.
I donate it quick. Get it out of here.
I'm very proud of you.
My lady, though, if I'm giving something away, yo, this is nice. I'm going to keep it.
You're like, why?
Why?
You were trying to make space.
I'm trying to make space.
But now she's keeping
right
it.
But now she's keeping it. It's still in the closet.
Right.
Ebro, I go through the same thing with my man. I'm like, but why? You don't wear it. When was the last time you wore it? Yeah, but you know, it's coming back in style. Like, no, I feel like
I'm the coming
it.
Back in style? Yo.
Oh, my God.
Yo, the coming back in style?
I'm going to walk into a wall. I'm like, I can't.
Yo,
I
fam.
Cannot. I could sell fam. This. But are
Bruh.
You? No.
Bruh. The same thing happens with, like, leftover food over here, too. Because my lady loves leftovers. She loves a leftover. She ain't getting rid of nothing. It ain't getting thrown out. There's a possibility somebody eating it is staying around.
You can remix it.
But nobody don't eat it, so we end up throwing it away anyway.
Thank you. It's like I go through the same exact problems. I'm pretty sure so many other people do. My man is just like, he's like, no, wait, where are you going to throw it away? That's perfectly good food. I'm like, he's like, I'll eat it. I'll get to it. I'm like, no, you're not. 2 days later, it's still there.
It's still
there. I'm like, it's out of here.
Now it's a science experiment. Now we got to clean it out.
I'm that person. I got screamed at yesterday because I had some, you know, those seaweed snacks, like the seaweed.
Yeah.
Thing. I've had them in my fridge for about 5 months now. My wife's like, yo, you're not going to eat them and throw these out. I'm like, nah, they're still good. They don't go bad. I'll eat them tomorrow. I'll get them today. I'm going to get to them today.
Come on.
Terrible.
Oh, yo, you got to hand stuff off, man, sometimes, man. You got to just hand it off, man. There's somebody who needs it. It's right. Cool, man. You ain't got to hold on to everything.
Make some space.
You don't have to hold on to everything. I just PSA. Give it to someone else.
It's difficult.
Rosenberg, how many storages do you have?
Two.
See?
That you paid
Rosenberg,
for like
it's not
rent.
That simple.
Peter, I didn't know you had two.
I have Rosenberg, two. I have one in Maryland.
Yeah. Do you still have all your records?
Yeah.
What's the last records
for a DJ, I understand that.
Like, Cass is right, it is stupid, but Ebro, you're right. Stupid. It's like it would be like throwing out my soul. This
exactly.
is how I got
I
here.
Way.
Oh my God.
I haven't even looked at them in like 10 years.
Well, no, I was going to say this. Records are like books to me, right? Like people keep books. I understand why people keep records. I understand why, you know what I mean? It's an item that you actually keep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sentimental. I kind of understand that.
You're missed by the clothing.
Yeah. T-shirts? Oh God.
Bro, like, I get lectured about how certain pieces of clothing have historic and sentimental value.
Well, good. Now you can Google it. You can Google it and look at it. It lives forever on the internet.
I'm sure there's plenty of other people that are going through this right now, but let's get into some 1,000%.
1,000. I had to say that because, man, it is hard to get rid of stuff today when you got people who just want to hold on to it because it might come back in style. Good Lord. Let's go. Flash of lights. Laura Stash.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flash lights. And Laura Styles can put us on.
It's Kendrick Lamar Day. Mr. Yes. Morale and the Big Steppers is out. Double album, 9 tracks on each side. We have features from Summer Walker, Ghostface Killa, Kodak Black, Beth Gibbons from Portishead. So many. I mean, we have already gone through a couple of these joints, and it's definitely a musical experience. But one thing that I'm seeing the internet where, you know, they quickly caught on in the song, I believe it's called Father.
Father Time.
There's a line that where Kendrick says, when Kanye got back with Drake, I was slightly confused. Guess I'm not as mature as I think. I got some healing to do. I understand. Yeah.
Meanwhile, news from the Kanye and Drake side of thing, they're like, how did we get brought in? How did we make it?
Well, I wonder just exactly what he's saying. Because, like, everybody with a pulse who saw that Kanye Drake situation thought it was weird. I mean, like, just to be clear, they did a concert in LA, what, at the Hollywood Bowl? Is that where it was?
I don't remember.
It was at the Coliseum.
LA Coliseum. Yeah. They had a huge concert at the L.A. Coliseum, guys. Huge. And it honestly wasn't even that talked about for more than like 5 minutes. The whole thing was weird. Like, there's no way around
it.
I just don't know what he's saying exactly.
And they were forced into it.
Well, that's what I mean. So I have to say, I don't agree with Kendrick. I don't think that you thinking that was weird was a sign of immaturity. I think that was a reasonable thought, actually.
Well, no. He says, when Kanye got back with Drake, I was slightly confused. Guess I'm not mature as I think. Got some healing to do. He's speaking more to making up and making amends with individuals.
So he's saying, from Kanye's standpoint, he's surprised.
Yeah, maybe he just said it like that. Maybe he means it from Drake's standpoint. I don't know.
But I don't know. Interessante. But listen, the story was so beautiful. So, you know, J. Cole is a man of his word. Back in 2013, a fan called a radio station in hopes of J. Cole wishing her a happy birthday. And, you know, she was in high school at that time. And she invited J. Cole to meet in person and to go to her graduation. And she wrote them this beautiful letter that said everything she went through. She was adopted. Her parents were hooked on drugs in and out of prison. And at that time, both of her parents were in prison. So she asked J. Cole to come to her graduation since they couldn't be there. So Cole told her that he would show up to her high school graduation if she got into a 4-year university. And she did. And guess what? Cole showed up to her graduation.
That's fire.
And then, you know, she posted about it, and then she posted the pictures, and he was there with her. Isn't that dope?
Very.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
That's a great story. I just wanted to share that.
Hip-hop's in great hands, man. That's all I want to say. It's Kendrick Lamar Day. Hip-hop's in great hands. You got guys like Cole out here. You got Kendrick. Come on, fam.
At your flashing lights report. Time is 8:04. Today is a high of 69 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Johnny, we need that Kendrick Lamar Ghostface Summer Walker one more time, fam. Don't play around, fam, bam.
Yeah,
that joint's fire, man. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Cash, you got that or I'm hitting it?
Let's go. This joint.
WQHT, HD1 FM, New York City, Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey. What's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That's right. We are still talking about Kendrick Lamar's album because that's what we do. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, fam. Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and Big Steppers out now. Rosenberg and I are debating. We both love Kendrick, but I oftentimes, when Rosenberg and I get into philosophical hip hop debates, I present to him the reality that there is music that some hip hop fans are too lazy to go in and lean into and unpack. It takes too much work for them. And some of the greatest things of all time in hip hop are complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Takes an intellectual understanding. It's not just a throw the song on and it's simple. Lowest common denominator raps.
Which as we know, and you know, I'm not even, I mean, I guess I am saying it somewhat as a knock, but like literally in this era in hip hop, you can get away with lots of streams and being pretty popular if you can fit into the general singy, songy, good melody, trap beat formula. You will be okay. You could be
okay. Everybody using the same producers, everybody covering the same topic.
Come on, man. And that's not to, listen, get your money, have a good time, make your art, all good. There is a place for you in music and in hip hop. There's no doubt. I am not the backpacker I once was, who's the arbiter to say that it doesn't belong and it's not rap. Of course it is. I was wrong. It is that. But that doesn't mean it's on the level when you start hearing projects like this.
The level.
Because this is the level. This
the
is
level.
Kendrick's doing this for the forefathers and foremothers of this game. Like, this is a different thing. This is not just to lay and play in the background. You're not putting this on like you put on the Weeknd album, All Due Respect, or a mood album. This is a real piece of art that you're going to sit with and digest if you want to enjoy it.
Rosenberg, shut up. I didn't pay attention in art class. I don't want no hip-hop album that makes me feel like I'm in school.
I got to think now.
Right, I just want to dance.
Well, listen, there's so many albums for you. Like, if that's what you want, there are so many albums. This one has great melodies, by the way. But if you want nothingness talk, it's not going to be this album.
So this type of music that Kendrick Lamar is giving us is what I enjoy most about hip-hop. Something that requires me to pay attention and think. But I like to think. I like to read. I like to hear, you know, perspectives. And that's what I like in my life. I enjoy this. The argument that Rosenberg often and I have, or the convo that we have, it's not even an argument, because like you heard him say, he's come to realize that there isn't just one way to love this hip-hop thing.
And you're not actually arguing, Ebro, if the voice you're using is not your own voice, but you're just representing other people's opinion who you don't even agree with.
Well, that's why I said it's more of a conversation.
Right.
I'd love to hear from people who still to this day, this Kendrick ain't for them. Because I think there's a segment of our population that constantly wants to impose their intellectual will on other people. And when people aren't, when they don't coalesce in the way that you want them to, they're somehow less than. And while I agree with you, it's not right. It's not right. It's not right.
Yeah, you have your people who just want their music to escape, right? They don't want to think about anything that's real and deep and things that are happening in society, right, or family or matters of the heart. They just want to feel good. you know, and listen to a good beat, and it's not necessarily for them.
But Kendrick
is an experience, and he does deliver that if you really get into it and give it a shot. But some people won't even give it a shot.
Now, Laura, there is a song, a very toxic song on this album that I think those people will love.
Oh.
It's Toxicity at its finest.
Is that the one you played?
And then,
yeah. It's called We Cry Together. We got a clean version of We Cry Together for the for the people who just want unadulterated debauchery toxicity.
Could there be a clean version?
I don't know if there could be a clean version.
Yo.
I don't know if they could clean this one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Took a lot of editing. But it's in there. Go ahead, Cass.
No, I was going to say that there's also the people that like balance. When it comes to, like, they want a little bit of everything. They want
the
deepness of Kendrick.
Yeah, yep.
They want the silliness of a Soulja Boy. They want the introspectiveness of a Jay-Z. You know, but it's hard to find those artists. But, you know, Jay-Z actually did a good job of that. That's why Jay-Z albums, you know, they do so well, because he gives you a little bit of everything. You might not go all the way on everything, but you'll get a piece of everything, you know? Whereas that's what I've come up with people sometimes when they talk about Kendrick, is that they go, oh, well, man, I don't want to be depressed for a whole project. And you're like, well, you know.
But see, but Good Kid, Mad City, but Good Kid, Mad City ain't that. Damn, ain't that. Not. You know what I'm saying? He's got a lot of things, which makes him one of the greats as well. He's in that. He's in that top tier combo all time, especially after this project.
And then he'll sit in a feeling for. He's able to sit in a feeling for a whole project, and that in itself. Is difficult to do, and you know, and that takes artistry, and a lot of people ain't into that.
Well, let's not beat around the bush, okay? Let's just be honest. Let's call it what it is.
Stop tap dancing around conversations. That's in the album too.
Stop tap dancing around conversation. If we got to give this album a few days, a few weeks, whatever it is, months. But if this album, if we end up feeling, this is how it feels. If it turns out to be as great as we believe it might be, guys, the run that he is on in terms of quality albums has never been done before. No one has ever released that many in a row good.
What number is
it? Wait, what?
Hang on, Cass. Slow down.
Hold on.
What number is it?
This is Good Kid. Well, do you want to start just at Good Kid, Mad City, or you want to start at Section 80? Let's start at Good Kid, Mad City.
Good Kid.
Good Kid, Mad City, To Pimp a Butterfly, Untitled, Unmastered, Damn. I'm not going to count Black Panther, Jump to Mr. Morale, and The Big Steppers. That would be five solo pieces of work in a row. Kanye. Five.
Oh, Kanye did that.
Kanye would be College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation.
Right.
808s.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Okay. You know what, Cap?
And then Watch the Throne.
Pablo and Watch the Throne. But Watch
and
the Throne,
Yeezys after that.
You know what? By the way, I'm not unreasonable in 2022. You know what? You're right. It hasn't never been done. Kanye, you're right. There may be one other guy. Other guy who's ever dropped five straight bangers. Man. K-Dot.
Yo, PG Mr. Morale and the big stepper. Shout to the team over there. We don't have a clean version of We Cry Together to get these people the toxicity they want.
I mean, we might.
Bro, it's a tough
I have a
to
version.
Yeah. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes. We may not be able to play the whole thing.
Shawnee, pay attention with the button.
Listen, I'm here, man.
All right, let's see.
Buckle up, people. This is perfect setup for the gurus, too. This song needs guru talk. The gurus are next.
This is what the world sounds
like. I don't even know why.
All right, no. Let's all.
Wait, you gotta let the last verse. This is the real toxic part.
Right.
What? What was the other part?
Nah, this is it.
I don't even know what's going on here anymore. And you
I feel like I'm in a Spike Lee movie.
Right. I'm just spinning a circle.
I like it though. Got no affection from
your mama, I don't speak of my mama, then you get on top. I'm a cuff you.
And they ended up in bed together anyway after all of that.
Wow.
That's the toxicity people want, right, Shawnee?
Of course. You know what they want.
That's what they want from their rap. You know what I'm saying?
Can we be honest though?
In words and B words, and then ended up. You know what I'm saying? In the bed.
Right. That was
That was not easy listening hip hop.
No.
You don't just throw that on for a quick little, hey, we getting ready for the club? Play that song that makes me want to cry during the first verse. I want to hear that. It's definitely, whew. And you know who that was on the record?
Who?
Taylor Page. She played Zola in that movie Zola that came out a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. She's dope.
So she's an actor. I don't see anything about her being a rapper or singer up till that. And you can tell she's acting on the record, you know?
That's killing dope.
It. Killing
That's
it.
Dope.
Yo, that was guru talk. They need to talk to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg.
Burn it down.
And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Yeah, that needed to be burned down.
I know. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com, where the gurus unite.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
To guide you, to uplift you in your hardest times. Shawnee Culture, burn extra sage.
Try cleansing.
Throw in some Palo Santo, too.
Some Palo Santo.
Rosenberg. Lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs us.
Through the nose.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com.
Zen.
And I would say to that couple who just reached out on the Kendrick Lamar album, you guys need to break up.
Yeah.
It's gone too far.
It's bad.
Hello, I am 35. Okay. Me and my husband have been married for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. I said 35, married for 3 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And
since you were 32. So? How long you been together, yeah, though?
He has different personalities sometimes.
Oh, well.
He can be really, really nice and treats me good, but it's always in private. He's a mama's boy, and it's hurting our marriage. Mm. Like, he is so scared of his mom that he will not even take care of the fact that this is hurting me. We have a baby, and when I was pregnant, his mom wanted to know the gender, but we kept it a secret because that's our first child, and we wanted to keep it to ourselves. Mm-hmm. When the baby was born, at the naming ceremony, we announced the baby's name, and she was so mad because she thought we were going to name the baby after her. Hmm. It's been 2 years now. She does not call our daughter by that name because she doesn't want to acknowledge her name and respect our decision. Fast forward to this past Mother's Day weekend. He is away, and I was expecting to wake up to his message or call wishing a happy Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. But he called, and we talked for a few minutes. He didn't say anything. And just before I hung up, I asked him, did you speak to your mom? That's when he said, happy Mother's Day. Just like that. And that hurt my feelings because it's like he doesn't care about me on special days. And I go above and beyond to make him feel special. And his excuses are that people are different, and I can't change him because that's how he is. I'm hurting so bad. I don't know what to do. Please help.
Hmm. You didn't know who you were marrying. That's what it sounds like. Because if this is who he is, unless he was hiding the whole time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you didn't see the signs before?
Yeah.
Because there's
sounds like you're giving this lady a congrats, Laura.
I just, you know what I mean? Like, you know how people handle themselves during special occasions? You see it, and that's why you date, right? And that's how you figure out how a person is.
Yeah, because he wasn't a mama's boy yesterday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He wasn't a mama's boy. He didn't just start becoming a mama's boy like before you were, or now after the baby. He was a mama's boy when you met. He was a mama's boy before you got pregnant. He was a mama's boy before you said, I do. You know, so, and if he's telling you this is who I am, and you're just now kind of letting that sink in, you know, because it goes back to the conversation we say all the time. You can't force people to change. You know what I'm saying? They have to want to change. So I'm not saying burn it down, but it's like you have to change your perspective on some things in this if you want to be happy.
I would also note that I sort of helped clean up the email to make it a little easier to understand and digest.
Mm-hmm.
It's not communicated that well. Like, it's kind of rambling and run-on sentences and confusing what she's trying to say in ways. Maybe you're not communicating that well to your partner. Maybe you're not expressing your feelings that clearly that he even understands. Because it sounds like everything you said, you never mentioned a conversation. You mentioned, she mentioned the idea that when she talks, he says this is who he is. Right. But did you guys really try to address this?
Right. And like, what came out of the conversation? That's it?
Yeah, and... Is he okay that the mother is resentful that the baby wasn't named after her? Like, are you guys at least on the same page about that? That that's at least weird and frustrating for both of you? You know, there's a lot missing here, but I think Shawnee and Laura are right that this is probably who this guy is.
Right.
Maybe he can change a little bit, but do not expect a wholesale change from being this way. The question is, can you guys communicate and get on a page, and does the good outweigh the bad? Because you didn't really tell us much about the good, honestly. I have no idea if there's good side.
Because the thing is, we can point the finger and say, yo, men, you got to get out from underneath your mother. Y'all are bugging if y'all still holding on to your moms. And mom, she's toxic. If she don't want to, you know, say the baby's name, moms is bugging and crap on the moms. But you kind of want to. All that's true.
All that part is.
All of that is true. And that would kind of like put it all on him. But to take some accountability for this, it sounds like this is who he was and you walked into this.
Hey, gurus.
Hey, bro.
Didn't she open the whole email by saying he got like personality?
Split personality?
Well, she said he has different personalities. That was just like a little throw-in.
I suspect that there's something going on with her. How are you just going to throw that in?
Like maybe it's an actual real problem that maybe...
So then
they're
that's just not a throw.
To acknowledge.
That's not just a throw in. That is the root of the part of the problems. Is you are dealing with somebody with multiple personality disorder, potentially. I don't know.
Right.
Or was she saying he just acts differently with her than he does in other ways, and she's calling that multiple personality.
Right. But at this point, you have a child and you're married.
And so you had a baby with somebody with multiple personality.
And you're not happy.
Oh, so hit the button then.
And you want him to change.
Congratulations.
He changes all the time, according to her. He got multiple personalities.
Right. No, listen, if he's not listening to you, talk to him. Talk to the other him.
Right.
And if he doesn't listen to you, talk to his friend, the other one.
Oh, my God, Rosenberg.
Sorry. Right. Sorry.
But try to have a clear conversation because, you know, the letter wasn't even clear. You know, so something is wrong in the communication.
Do you remember that old bad joke, Ebro, that people used to say? Hey, I'm so and so, and I'm not a split personality, and neither am I.
I don't remember that joke.
Terrible, inappropriate. It's terrible. It's inappropriate. But in all seriousness, y'all need to communicate, and you need to see what potentially you're able to get on the same page about. But I don't expect him to become a wholesale different person. And if he literally has personality,
or
problems,
expect him to become a wholesale different person.
And if he literally has personality problems for real, you guys need to go get serious help for that. That's a real serious thing.
And all of his personalities need to agree that.
Oh, wow.
All those dudes to get on Laura. The same page, bro. All those dudes get on the same page, bro.
Right. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Wow, Laura, really?
Wow, Laura, really what?
You're supposed to save us from ourselves, man.
Yeah, she didn't help.
Set us up. Oh, man, damn, man. Call right now, 800-223-9797. You want to get paid $1,000 and front row tickets to Summer Jam. Front row Friday? $1,000? And a shot at 25 grand. Call right now. Laura, you are working on Flashing Lights. What's
poppin'? I know we've been celebrating the new Kendrick Lamar project all day, but I also want to tell you about these two states that have certain people freaking out because they came for Instagram, and now a lot of things are missing, and I'll explain everything coming up, Flashing Lights.
Dun, dun, ding, dong, ding, dong. Y'all was just thinking how funny it was that we played this Kendrick song about 15 minutes ago. It was so hard to listen to and edited so bad. It was hilarious to me because it definitely, I only played it because I knew how toxic and terrible it would sound on the radio. Mm-hmm. And it was just me being annoying.
I know. We told you. I'm like, we don't know. Yo, it's going to be the best
choice. It was 1,000% me being annoying.
But by the way, like, was your goal to literally, were you thinking, I think I could make a lot of people change the station right now?
Well, I was.
Because the edits were crazy.
Well, no, because deep down inside, I'm annoyed by people's laziness. I'm annoyed that people don't want to lean in and actually listen to important things deep down inside. Deep down inside, it's one of the banes of my existence. But I suck it up because I work in mainstream media and everything that we do is dumbed down to the minutest compound for people to just be comfortable and lazy.
But in this case, it didn't have anything to do with laziness. You literally couldn't.
So I just put on the hardest thing, most nails on a chalkboard thing I could find on the Kendrick album for y'all to digest in your cars.
The only people who could understand it was if you speak backwards.
It was good. It was good.
It
was
fluent in backwards.
It was a good time. It was a good time. Toxicity. That's what it was all about. It set up the Gurus nicely. Don't front, though. They was going through something.
That is true. Song. It was Guru adjacent.
It was definitely needed. It was needed. Because people are living that life right now where they just argue, yell at each other, say the meanest things they can to each other. Just argue. I mean, it's on social media all day. And just argue. And they're like, oh, I love a toxic relationship. And they end up having sex afterwards.
Yeah, I ain't with it. Too far.
I'm not doing it. Never was doing it.
I know. Didn't it feel gross at the end when they have sex? Like, if you're an adult, if you're an adult in a good relationship, you hear that, you're like, have sex. That's not how you solve that. That needed to be talked through.
How does that even turn you on?
How did that turn you on? And you think that's going to help? So then afterwards, you forget about what was just said? She just said she was going to bone your cousin, bro.
Yeah,
this was not good. Now y'all are just having sex?
Right, nah, fam.
And that's real life.
Yo, facts. Call right now, 800-223-9797. Floor Seat Friday, $1,000 Friday. Still a shot at $25,000 in the Sham Vault. We need four digits. What's your man's name that messed up the Mega Millions? He ain't no Yolanda Vega. We won't mess up your numbers up here.
I forgot his name.
No Ralph, though. Ain't no Ralph.
Ain't no Yolanda, though.
Yolanda
Vega. Ain't no Yolanda, though.
Who we got, Shawnee?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Ray.
Oh, my God. What's your name? Lori?
Lori.
Rory.
Lori. L-O-R-I.
Lori.
Yeah, Lori. There you go, Lori. What's up, Lori? How you doing?
What's up? Am I calling 9?
Yo, it sounds like it. What four digits do you have, ma'am? What do you have?
I'm going to do 6736.
6736. You sound like you've been keeping track at home for a little while. You've been running these numbers, Lori?
I've been checking them every time, like whenever I've been keeping track of all this, but this time I'm doing it, it spells out open, so I'm hoping it opens the vault.
I like what you're thinking about, Lori. Give us those four numbers one more time. One more time, the four numbers.
6736.
6736.
Spells open.
6736.
Six,
and
seven.
What spells close?
Damn, that's too many numbers, Sean. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. Yo, Laura, you didn't get that, but you got $1,000! And floor seats to Summer Jam. You'll be at Summer Jam, Favio, Pusha T, Lil Baby, Lil Durk, Shensia, Dream Doll, City Girls, a tribute to Kay Slater, Drama King. I wish I could tell y'all who's on that tribute. That would be fuego.
Yeah, I would love to know.
Woo! I think we got to unveil that early, man. It's only 30 days.
You know how I feel. You know how I
feel. 30 days of Summer Jam. Tickets at Ticketmaster. Be in the building. June 12th, MetLife Stadium. Summer Jam Sunday. Lori, 1 second. We need to get more info from you. And flashing lights time. Laura Stapp.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Lauren Styles can put us on.
So, in Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit back in February against Meta, alleging that the company was not properly using its facial recognition technology. So now Meta, aka IG, Instagram, has disabled filters on Instagram. So Texas and Illinois have nothing. They're both states have no filters. And a lot of chatter was going on social media because a lot of influencers were really upset at this. So I guess as soon as you land, you're done.
Damn. Mm.
I'm just, it's interesting how it's happening for those two states. How long is it going to last and who else is going to follow?
Well, I guess what, Texas, if you live in Texas and the biggest thing you're worried about is Instagram filters, that's your top priority.
People are going to go to the streets. We must.
Yo, if they hit the streets over Instagram filters and not a woman's uterus, bruh, it just further confirms how much trouble we are in as a country.
And it wouldn't surprise me. Trust me, it wouldn't surprise me. But in other news, I don't know if you guys touched on this, but, you know, some updates on Casanova. He pled guilty to federal drug and racketeering charges on Wednesday.
Yeah, man.
So he had to admit to a series of crimes leading, gang activity, that he participating in a shooting that happened in July of 2020, some robberies, trafficking of drugs. Anyway, he's facing 60 years in federal prison with a mandatory minimum of 5 years, and he will be sentenced on December 6th.
Hopefully the plea that he copped gets him closer to the minimum versus the maximum. But like I said yesterday, conspiracy, criminal organization, racketeering, it's American as apple pie.
True.
It's not what you want, but let's not act brand new like it ain't been happening.
He's already been behind bars for, has it been a year now or more? I don't know.
Maybe a year, yeah. Maybe more.
Man. And yes, guys, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is out. We've been talking about it all day. New Kendrick Lamar album, so make sure you guys go check it out. A lot of amazing, amazing, amazing music on there.
Yo, that Purple Hearts with Ghostface and Summer Walker, that's my joint right
now. That might be the one. That might be number one right now.
I like Die Hard, too, though. Die Hard is crazy.
The last joint's fire, too.
Yo, Shawnee, you got to listen to N95. That's right up your alley, man.
N95?
N95, Mass Talk.
All right, let's talk about it. Tune that in.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:52. Today is a high of 69 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Definitely sitting with it this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know, this ain't lean back music. It's lean in music.
Lean in.
Turn it up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hey, it's Titi Torres, and when artists come through New York, they know they gotta tap in with me, Titi. Now you can tap in with me, too, through Hot 97's newest podcast, Tap In with Titi, every Thursday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tap In with Titi Torres.
Tap In with Titi Torres, a Hot 97 podcast.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.